After consistently recording hundreds of new COVID-19 cases daily for several weeks, New South Wales is looking to vaccinated members of the public as a potential way out of the current lockdown. Premier Gladys Berejiklian alluded to the possibility of easing lockdown restrictions for those who have been vaccinated around September-October. She also says reduced case numbers and full vaccination of 70 to 80% of the state's population are two important factors to consider for implementing this plan.
Me, as well as members of the team, are very keen to see us provide additional things you can do in September and October in a safe way if you're vaccinated. They're opportunities we're exploring currently. But of course, that's also contingent on us making sure that this doesn't take off. Now, that's why it's important for us to make sure in the next few days that we don't see the trend go the wrong way, that we continue to see a trend where case numbers are declining, not going up.
New South Wales has gone into a statewide lockdown for 7 days, announced on Saturday. The lockdown covers all of regional New South Wales as more cases appear in those areas. Dubbo, Bourke, Walgett and Broken Hill are all affected, and Daria Turley, the mayor of Broken Hill, says while they welcome this lockdown, it's a little too late.
You know, I welcomed yesterday's announcement that we're in a lockdown, that we're joining inner city Sydney. It's far too late. This lockdown should have happened when the eastern suburbs outbreak happened. We're always concerned. The more remote you are, the less access to health services. We've been assured that the health services are working very closely. There is a strain on the health service because of the increase of testing, the increase of vaccinations, a great strain. And, you know, we're just all joining everybody across Australia with our fingers crossed.
The state recorded 415 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and 4 more deaths as of 8 p.m. Saturday night. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the arrival of 1 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine from Poland to Australia Sunday night. Mr. Morrison says the 530,000 doses will be directed to 12 New South Wales local government areas to speed up the vaccination rate in the state with the highest number of daily cases. The supply is in addition to the 40 million Pfizer doses Australia has already secured. Polish Ambassador to Australia, Michal Kolejewski, told SBS Radio the decision was made because of the current Delta outbreak.
The decision to add Australia to the list was taken against the backdrop of current outbreak of Delta variant in the country. We hope it will support Australia's efforts to ramp up its vaccine rollout in this critical moment.
In Victoria, case numbers continue rising despite of the current lockdown restrictions. The state recorded 25 new locally acquired cases, 13 of which were out in the community during the infectious period. Premier Daniel Andrews describes the current situation as hard and frustrating.
I know this is getting really hard. It's getting really frustrating. It's getting really difficult. But I just say to people, look, a sneaky and illegal visit to regional Victoria, it's just not worth it. It's not worth potentially spreading this virus. A pub crawl, an impromptu or pre-planned. Victoria Police are having a close look at that, and I'll let them update you later on today. But a pub crawl, and that's what it was in Richmond last night, is not worth it.
According to Victoria's testing commander, Jerome Weimer, the outbreak is now spreading across Melbourne and doesn't seem to be confined to a particular suburb or group of suburbs.
If you're living in Melbourne, you are potentially at risk from this virus and where it's spreading to. This is not just a Western suburbs issue. We have positive cases living in Frankston, living in Dandenong, living across our eastern suburbs, St Kilda, Middle Park, City of Melbourne, as well as across our northern and western suburbs. So please do not think that this is something that's impacting only other people in other communities. This is something that is now touching us all somewhere in Melbourne.
The Australian Capital Territory recorded 2 new locally acquired cases of the Delta variant as of 8 p.m. Saturday night, bringing the number of active cases in the federal capital to 9. Both cases belong to men in their 20s who have visited an exposure site called Fiction Nightclub. The Chief Minister, Andrew Barr, has also welcomed the statewide lockdown in New South Wales.
That gives us an extra layer of protection, whether you're on the ACT or New South Wales side of the border in the Canberra region, that everyone is in the same situation now. Staying at home as much as possible is the best protection that we can give each other.
And lastly, good news from Queensland, as the state recorded 0 cases for the first time since the beginning of the Indooroopilly cluster on June 29th. Queensland is also beefing up its border controls with New South Wales after the announcement of the statewide lockdown on Saturday. The Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, says extra police have been sent to the border to ensure compliance.
Now, because all of New South Wales is in a lockdown position, there should be very minimal movement over that border, and that extra police presence will ensure that we will do everything we can to keep Queenslanders safe. So this is probably the tightest border controls we've put in place.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus.